Frank, do you think drivers just put the bills up? Has anything dramatically changed from last year?
No, I mean, this is they return 10 of 11 starters. Again, the only difference being anything different is the rookie tackle who did a good job in the preseason. And this is this is an offense they believe in what they do. They do it well. I mean, they led the AFC in rushing a year ago. Have some success, in the passing game as well. So I think it was a situation they felt like they didn't need to change much. They're about execution. They don't change a lot week to week, and that's been his MO since he's been there. It's a lot of times it's the same plays, maybe dressed up a little bit differently, but they're all about execution, and they do it well.
Eric Smith generally has a very specific role with you guys on the defense. With him, obviously, Rex, he's not playing. How are you going to configure the personnel? Is there someone taking on his role specifically, or...?
No, typically in a situation like that, we do it by committee. A lot of his lower jobs closer to the ball can be handled by a linebacker. Some of his deeper jobs are handled by a DB. So we have some different groupings that I think kind of cover it all. It's been a credit to the guys that have practiced those spots that have done a good job. We feel very confident going in that while we'll miss him, that we think that. That the guys replace them will do a solid job. But again, it's not one guy. It's a couple different groupings. We'll handle it all.
Mike, since you guys have been here, you've had a lot of success against Buffalo, especially on the defense. There haven't been many big games from them. Has it just been a good matchup for you guys, or what do you see there when you look at the games?
I think the secondary matchup has been good for us. Our guys have played well in the back end. We've been able to get to the quarterback. And a lot of times it's not necessarily sacking him. I mean, they led the league last year in fewest allowed. But I think we've been able to pressure him, and it wasn't necessarily with having to send everybody to do it. That we've rushed the passer well. We've kind of did a good job kind of picking and choosing when we would pressure or give the appearance of it, and have gotten some guys free to him, forced him into some bad throws. And again, I think it starts though with defending the run. I mean, this is a team that does, as I say, they run the ball well, and we've been able to avoid, giving up the big run against them, which I think helps us in the pass game.
What does it mean for you guys if Cioni can't go Sunday? I'm not sure what the update is up to practice on him.
To me, I think one of our strengths is the depth that we have there. So between Kenrick, feel very confident given the camp, the offseason that he's had, and the camp that he's had. DeVito, Marcus Dixon, Copels, all those guys. I mean, this is a game where it's more of a sub situation anyway, where we're not necessarily going to be in base defense a lot. So I think that plays to us a little bit in that a lot of the groupings that we're going to have out there aren't going to have that many defensive linemen.
Mike, when you talk about replacing Smith, I assume one of the guys would probably be Josh. Your third safety. What have you seen out of him so far in training camp and in preseason? And when you look at a rookie sixth round pick, his first NFL game, now you're going to be asking him to play maybe a larger role than you might have expected 2, 3, 4 days ago. Do you worry about him handling that or anything?
Not really, because I think that's one of his strengths is that he's shown that it's not too big for him, the big stage. And again, we're not going to put him out there and say, hey, you got to play a whole game. It would be a defined role. And to me, that's one of the things we liked about him coming out was his football aptitude. He's picked up the system very well. That's a big part of it is having guys out there you trust. They know what to do. And he's been very un-rookie-like in that way, that he's had very few mental errors.
Mike, why was Dixon cut, and why did you bring him back?
That's not a question for me. That's, as the cliche goes, above my pay grade. So the guys that are sitting in the room, we coach them as best we can.
Mike, as far as obviously you weren't installing new defenses here, but there were things you wanted to get done in OTAs, spring, training camp. I mean, do you feel you accomplished what you wanted to, and where do you think you are right now as a defense?
We did. I think the big part of what we wanted to do was get the new safeties acclimated, and I think we've done a great job of that between Dennis Thurman and Jimmy O'Neill. Brian Smith, I think they've put in a lot of extra time with those guys, getting up to speed, especially LaRon, who was not here, who was rehabbing off-site in the off-season. And a credit to those players as well, that they've that they've put in the time. So that, to me, was the biggest concern, was getting those guys up to speed. You know, we have a lot of things that have some moving parts. Now, with that being said, we've scaled some things back, and we wanted to get a couple games under our belt and not throw too much at them. You know, the problem for us is having a great crowd is the crowd noise, and that affects us defensively. So our communication, we have fewer calls that have multiple moving parts. We didn't want to get in a situation where, things were great here and we can hear ourselves, and all of a sudden we get out there and have trouble communicating. So that was the biggest part for us, was getting the safeties involved and getting them up to speed. And again, I think having the off season was really helpful for us, because I think it's to our advantage, because we have so many of our players here during the off season, whereas other teams might only have close to everybody there for the mandatory 3 days, whereas we had virtually 100% attendance. We were in the high 90s attendance wise. That's great for us, because by the time we get to training camp and I'm going through the install, it's the fourth time that they're hearing it.
You mentioned LeRon. I mean, he came here obviously with a reputation as a box safety, but after 6-7 weeks of seeing him in the flesh on the field, what do you think of what kind of safety he is?
We never thought of him as a box safety. I mean, here's a guy who ran sub 4.4 coming out, has great range. To me, he's a complete safety, because he's an excellent blitzer. His man cover skills are solid. That was one of the things that we studied when we looked at him on tape. And he played a lot where he was in a two shell and having to come off the landmark on the hash mark and play number one down the boundary, and had there's no issues with his range even in the middle of the field. The ball's thrown, he's breaking on the throw, and he's standing on the boundary. His closing speed to me is what's been impressive. So we never thought of him as a box guy. And Jeremiah is the same. Well, I think Jeremiah is a complete player as well. He can blitz, he can cover. So again, I've been asked that question before. Why do you guys have three box safeties? We never for a second thought of it that way.
Mike, what have you seen from Kobel's practice? And do you find that he's got a certain reputation? Have you found you've had to push him more during practices, even during the preseason games?
Yes, but he's getting better. I mean, the thing about it is I just think maybe in his mind he thinks it's good enough, and to me that's a common thing with rookies, their idea what's good enough and our idea what's good enough. We just have to get theirs elevated. I think the other players have been helpful too, and I think putting the example on tape, again, most guys are going to do what's asked of them, and this is one thing that we're going to be sticklers on and be demanding. And again, he's already shown improvement since it was first brought up. Go ahead.
Read up.
Yeah, I mean,
for the question, it's satisfactory.
Sorry, you guys are quick, man. Is Buffalo's Wildcat fundamentally different in a lot of ways from yours, or is it similar? And by you practicing against the Wildcat more, because it's part of your offense, does it give you any advantage going in against a team that likes to use it?
I think it's helped us, because otherwise we would have had to manufacture those reps against the scout team, and you're not always going to get the best look. Whereas when a team is running it, and it's in training camp or it's post-training camp and you're going good against good, you get to kind of, it's much better look. It's full speed, and again, having a guy like Tim here, I think, has been tremendous for us. Just in preparation for that. People said, well, they're not sure if Brad Smith's going to go. And, I mean, they've run different forms of it. So we've prepared for what they've done and anticipating some things they might do. So, again, it's just, to me, from a prep standpoint, the most beneficial thing is being able to practice it good against good.
Mike, I think Tony faced you and Rex about 7 times when he was in Miami, dating back to when you guys were in Baltimore. Did you do any self-scouting with him of picking Tony's brain of what it was like preparing for your defense?
We've talked. I mean, they bring their material with them, so it was probably more. I spent some time with Tony Jr. Just talking about what are some of the things that you had as far as building a book on our defense. So we've shared some information back and forth. I mean, there were games that they've had success against us, and vice versa. So it was. It was good. It was more so in the spring, but it was a good. We had some good opportunities to share some info.
With Stevie Johnson had a pretty good game against Durrell last year, so a lot was made of that. Mm-hmm. What do you will Durrell be on him, and what kind of motivating factor do you think that is for Durrell?
I mean, we all know how competitive he is, so I think we'd all be kidding ourselves if we didn't think that he's heard that. And I'm not going to speak for exactly what's going through his mind here. I mean, but I just know how extremely competitive he is. That's what makes him great, is how that level of competitiveness that shows even just in practice. So our game plan's pretty normal as far as there are going to be some calls he's matched on him and some calls he's not. I mean, I know that's a vague answer, but it's really going to depend on the call, and some of it depends on them as far as where they line him up.
How far scaled back are you? You said you scaled it back for Moran a little bit. How far back? And is it weird knowing that you usually start the season with Jim and Eric and you might be able to start a little bit ahead? Or?
Well, to me, it's not just LaRon. It's also Jeremiah. It's also Copels. We do have some new faces. So, and again, Buffalo is a team where they're only in a handful of personnel groupings. So we were able to scale it back more from a plan standpoint. That focus on more of the stuff defending the spread than our base defense. The nice thing about our base defense is we're just coming out of training camp where we had, multiple practices going against a two-back offense, going against two tight ends, which Buffalo does not do a lot of. But if it turns into a game where we're getting a lot of that we're fresh off of preparing for that. So I don't think a lot of the calls that we didn't have up necessarily for this plan are easily resurrected. That's the nice part about coming out of camp. Your first couple games, you're gonna always have access to an inventory of calls. It's probably a little bit more than what you actually put in the book.
Mike, how will the play calling work between you and Rex this year?
It's really not going to be that different from what we've done in the past. I mean, we use the word collaboration, and that's the way we do it. There are some opponents that I have a better feel for, that I'll do the bulk of it, and vice versa. Sometimes it's during a game. We'll switch it in game. But again, we'll always talk and have a plan for it. And I think that's the strength of what we do, is that we have the ability to bounce calls off of each other and kind of, during the, when the offense is up, is almost have like a game plan meeting over the headset. What are we thinking about the next third down? You like this? Here's what I like. So we bounce it back and forth, and I think that's worked for us. It worked for us before. And again, with Rex this year, and people have used the phrase active, more of an active role. His active role for us is to me has been more across the team. I mean, he's always been very involved defensively, but he's been in with the offensive meetings, more involved in the special team stuff. I can tell. I don't think there's anybody more excited about the season start than Rex, because I think it's he did what he said he was going to do and has really immersed himself back in it.
He has said, though, if I'm not mistaken, Mike, that he might take on a little bit more of the play calling. I don't quite phrase it that way. Will it just be a matter of the collaboration, the nature of the dynamic?
Yeah, I think that's a little overblown. I mean, it's basically what it's been. And again, it'll depend on the opponent. And again, sometimes it's in game. Sometimes it's I'll take first or second down, he'll take third down, or vice versa, or hey, it's a 2 minute, you take it. So there's we're ego free when it comes to that. And to me, a lot of times, and I've explained this before, that the calls are already predetermined in a lot of situations. Ball's on this hash mark, this area of the field, this personnel grouping, this down and distance. We've already met and agreed on what it would be, so it's basically a matter of who's reading it off the sheet. So the game plan, especially if a team is sticking the tendency, really is almost on autopilot at times. So third downs will sometimes script out how we're going to call them. But again, there's a lot of different combinations that we do it, and again, it's something that we didn't really feel was broken, so there's really no need to fix it.
Mike, we've talked a bunch of times in the offseason about Bart being on the field in the sub package. As you said before, this is a game we probably didn't sub a lot. How much do you anticipate Bart being in there?
A good amount. Bart's, we're all about earning playing time, and guys that are playing well are going to be out there. We're always in the mode of best 11, and sometimes that's hard decisions have to be made when a guy's not playing well. And I think that's what happened towards the end of last year. Not to continually revisit that. I know Bart probably doesn't want to bring it up either, but you get in a situation where you're not playing well. I mean, it's the tough decisions have to be made of, this particular game, this particular matchup. It's hard to justify having somebody out there who's not necessarily playing at a peak level. So I anticipate Bart being out there a lot. Again, I think given the time of year, playing up-tempo offenses and things like that, I don't know if anybody's going to play a full game other than the corners, even the safeties, you're going to try to roll them some. So, again, that's from a conditioning standpoint, the heat that, you could see last night, some of the team, I thought both those teams, you could tell, got a little heavy-legged in the fourth quarter. That's key for us, is the ability to roll guys through, D-line, linebackers, whatever it is. So again, but Bart's a big part of what we do, and he's the emotional leader of the defense, and we're going to have him out there a lot.
Mike, the Bills have said that they're going to try to get their two running backs, C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson, onto the field at the same time. In the preseason, they're working one as a one back set, and the other either as a wideout or a slot. Does any of that create any unique challenges or matchup challenges?
Well, it does, because Spiller is one of the few players in the NFL that has wideout, legitimate wideout skills, but also has legitimate running back skills. So that makes it very difficult for when he's in the backfield, you want to treat him like a back. When he's out of the backfield, you want to treat him like a wide receiver, and that sometimes makes for a tough matchup. If he's in the backfield, you want a linebacker on him. If he's out of the backfield, you want a defensive back on him, and you don't want the reverse to be true. So that we've spent a decent amount of time and energy planning for that. They've shown it. They showed it a year ago. They've also shown it some this preseason, having them both out there together, and that's certainly to their advantage.
You've seen enough with DeMario to trust him in some of the sub package stuff?
We do. Again, he had the setback at the beginning of camp, and I think he was playing catch up since then. But I think he's responded well, and I think in a very limited role, he can be very effective for us.
With Eric out, would Jeremiah kind of take that quarterbacking role in the secondary? Take that responsibility?
Yeah, but it's really I think it's on all four that are back there, even five when Kyle's in there. I think what's helpful now is that the corners know the system so well, and they know that they're in there with new safeties, that a lot of times the corners would have looked back to Eric or to Jimmy and waited for the call to be given to them, hey, how are we playing this, whereas now they can give it. So, again, I think they've all bought in there. They feel like there's ownership that hey, listen, I got two guys that are first year in it. Let's help them along. And the same thing going on up front. Even with the linebackers, there are times where they know what it should be. These guys realize, hey, listen, this check needs to be made quick. So if I know it, I'm going to make it. So we didn't load everything on them and said, hey, listen, you're two new guys. We're waiting for you to tell us what to do. But again, they both picked it up. But I think it's one where I think guys did a better job knowing that we were going to have two new safeties, kind of learning the whole defense. So everybody was really on the same page.
Good, everybody.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.